So as we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and congratulate a reporter who did a good job this week. Highlight a reporter who did a good job this week. So, Andrew Coburn, what did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, I saw it was actually a terrific piece. Since the internet is a great leveler, it's not in any of the mainstream papers, but the Fiscal Times had a great piece by David Dion about, I thought it was very instructive, the way lobbying and the way Washington really works, which is basically a big Wall Street operator, Carl Icahn, has invested $250 million to get Congress to change an obscure provision in a tax... Sorry, he's invested $150 million to get Congress to change an obscure provision in an impending tax bill, which he thinks will make him $250 million. So he's investing $150 million to make a $100 million profit. And I think, you know, people talk a lot about the huge amount of money going into the presidential campaigns. Here's something that no one else has noticed, which is going, you know, which is just the way that our politics gets bought. Mm. I just think David Dayen, D-A-Y-E-N, in the Fiscal Times. Look it up. It's really will teach you a lot about Washington and the way things really work.
We've had him on before. I actually saw this in the New York Times. And this billionaire, Carl Icahn, he announced on Twitter that he's going to support Donald Trump for president. He's starting a super PAC with this $150 million.
Well, that's, yeah, but this is the super PAC. You know, that's what gets the headline, that it's Donald Trump and everything. But the key point that Diane's pointing out is it's really about making Carl Icahn very promptly a lot of money, which is, you know, I've seen this in the past. There was a provision, the big banks clubbed together and invested the grand total of a mere $750,000 in a subcommittee of the Financial Services Committee of the House in 2009. To get a provision in the way they reported the value of their assets changed, that basically brought them a return of $4 billion immediately. So get an accounting rule change. So this is what people ought to be paying more attention to: the way our politics are actually manipulated to make people a lot of money. I mean, as you know. Super PACs for Trump and are all very well, but that's just a distraction.
And Andrew, did you see the piece in the New York Times last week? I'm kind of surprised it hasn't gotten more attention. They reported that 158 families, along with the companies they own or control, and they've listed them, contributed $176 million in the first phase of the presidential election so far.
I did indeed. And it was interesting that most of them, you know, we hear a lot about big internet money, Silicon Valley, all these new sort of, you know, glamorous billionaires like Zuckerberg and people. But the most of them, I think, as the Times pointed out, and it was a terrific piece of investigation, pointed out that the bulk of the sort of very high contributors were actually old-fashioned in a way. It was energy money, oil and gas, and mostly from the South, mostly from Texas, mostly from a couple of districts in Houston and Dallas, as I recall.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty significant. And then the second largest bulk was, surprise, surprise, from Wall Street.
Right.
So I thought, again, we all, you know, people, as you say, that piece should have gotten much more attention than it did, because it really showed who's buying politics this time around.
Yeah. All right. So kudos to David Dayen. And we will put links to that story and then this New York Times piece about these 158 families who are providing nearly half of all the money for efforts to capture the White House. That's Andrew Coburn. He's Washington editor with Harper's Magazine.